latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester United headlines. United have been drawn to face Saint-Etienne in the Europa League second round, with the first leg taking place at Old Trafford. The Red Devils were one of 16 unseeded clubs in the hat for the draw, which took place on Monday afternoon in Nyon. Saint-Etienne are currently 8th in Ligue 1 and qualified for the last 32 of the Europa League by finishing top of Group C with 12 points. United have faced the French club twice before in the European Cup Winners' Cup campaign of 1977-78, when Tommy Doherty's side drew 1-1 at the Stade Geoffroy Guichard before overcoming Les Verts 2-0 at Home Park in the second leg. The decider was played in Plymouth because of fighting between both sets of fans in the first leg. Well, United star Paul Pogba is likely to come up against his older brother Florentin when the two sides meet in February. The 26-year-old centre-back is in his fourth season at the club and has been a regular starter for the past two campaigns. Meanwhile, Phil Jones has backed Marouane Fellaini to continue doing a good job despite being booed by sections of the United support on Sunday. The Belgium international received a mixed reception when he was sent out to warm up prior to being introduced as a stoppage time substitute in the 1-0 home win over Spurs. In a reaction to the 29-year-old's clumsy play and conceding a penalty that allowed his former club Everton to snatch their late 1-1 draw last week, many fans vented their spleen. Reports on Monday claim the United squad were disappointed to hear the negativity towards their teammate, although centre-back Jones believes his teammate can cope with the condemnation. He said, "It's disappointing, but he's a strong boy. He's mentally strong to cope with that, and don't worry, he's strong enough mentally to deal with it. We know that he's good, what he's good at, and he has to carry on. That's what he is there to do. He does a good job for us. He has to put it aside." Well, Jose Mourinho refrained from criticising United fans after the match. He dedicated the win to his under-5 midfielder and said, "I want to dedicate this victory to Fellaini because he deserves it. In the last match, it was him that was involved in the loss of 2 points, and that's why I want to make it clear he's an important player for me. The fans can do what they want, and they have been phenomenal with us. I just have to thank them for everything they're giving us, especially in the period where we're not giving them too much, so I'm really happy with them."